I guess if you have anything to offer, I'll answer some questions because I have not much else to say. It seems like we just did this. So if you got anything you need to know and I can help you with, fire away.
What did you glean off the tape from the Dallas game?
Well, I think, like, you know, as I said after the game, I thought it was good. Good things for us to situations for us to get into. I think we got a lot of realistic football things to coach from. I thought our early in the game we did good things both sides of the football. We derailed ourselves offensively with the fumble, and then eventually with penalties in the second drive. And I think those are great things, lessons to learn from. I think defensively we got an opportunity to stay out there for an extended drive a couple times, which was good for our guys have to play. You know, we didn't do a very good job of stopping them on third down in that drive, which kept the drive going. I think through the course of the ball game, they scored 3 third down touchdowns, which are always key points in the NFL. So a lot of key things and important, you know, coaching things to take from the game, you know, throughout the football game all the way through. You know, I think, you know, the big play is scoring in the kicking game. Again, doing a good job of covering kicks and so forth. Those are all big positives. You know, turning the football over, you can't do. We have a small chance to work to try to get in a field goal range type situation before halftime if we had more time left. So we got a lot of good things to coach from. And then obviously holding the field goal at the end of the game and with Josh in there, quarterback, an opportunity for him to lead us down to which would be a winning touchdown score and PAT. So there was a lot of good examples of why you do things and you keep playing that way.
Devin still got an extended look, really the whole preseason, but also Saturday night. Are you encouraged by what you've seen?
Yes, and, you know, I mean, I think that's the excitement part. You know, the exciting part of the preseason is, you know, you see some of the players who didn't get an opportunity to play as much the year before. Have an opportunity to go out there and play extended plays and so forth to get them ready for the upcoming season. And that's important. You know, some guys end up getting an opportunity to play as rookies and others don't, just the luck of the draw and how things shape out. So in his case, he and Dre have gotten a lot of play this preseason, which has been good for them.
Is that something that going into this preseason was part of the plan, particularly for those two that you mentioned?
Oh, no question. Well, three of them, Brandon Thompson as well, who got injured, so missed a little bit. But there's no doubt that, you know, those guys were going to be asked to play more. And, you know, the secondary guys that didn't get a chance last year, I mean, you know, that's to me the, you know, why the preseason is necessary and needed and ought to be, I think, exciting for fans is to see the guys, the new influx of talent and so forth, and how they play and go out there and compete and so forth. Because it's fun for me to stand on the sideline and watch, and then to go back and see the tape the day after on the plane on the way home, you know, what they did.
How important is there, those three guys, and particularly the Richard guys, how important is that to the development of the depth of your team?
Well, it is. It's great for the, like you say, Paul, it's good for the development of the football team is what you're looking for. You know, the guys that develop that way because we've allowed other guys to matriculate onto other clubs, and that's part of the process is we've been drafting these guys in order to get them out there and play, and you know, you keep the cycle moving and going forward, and you know, a year from now we'll sit here talking the same thing about Marcus. If he doesn't get much opportunity, you know, he'll be sitting here saying, wow, look at this guy, and I thought he took again huge, you know, he continues to do the things we want him to do, and it was great for him to be out there like that. And you know, those guys will get to play another ball game this weekend or this Thursday night.
Skelton, no snaps on Saturday. Was that just because of the limited snaps you guys had on offense?
No, it's what I planned. And you know, that we'd play Andy a little bit more, and then Josh would finish it out.
I'm concerned about you with the availability of Andrew Whitworth for Chicago.
I have zero concerns.
You guys still feel confident?
I had a concern. I don't know the word concern, so.
Yeah. How's AC played in
Anthony has had a, you know, really done a good job. You know, I mean, he obviously during the off season, with Andre's absence, he was over the right tackle spot for most of the off season, and you know, he's been back and forth, right, left, left, right, and you know, back and forth with it. So, you know, I think Anthony Collins has done a good job. He's really, you know, I think earned the respect of his teammates and as a player each and every day, and what he's always carrying himself around here all the time. It's good. And it's, you know, he was a young guy when once he was picked and comes in here, and you know, he didn't get an opportunity to play a whole lot early on. He was just always that ninth, eighth or ninth lineman, and be suited up sometimes and not. And it always wore on him a little bit. So these last couple of years has been great. You know, every time he gets a chance to go out there and play, he responds and does very well.
So just to clarify on Whitworth, you're confident he'll be ready for him?
Well, I'm as confident as I am with everybody. You know, I can't foresee the future, but I don't have any doubts for it. I know he's excited that way, and so that's what we're going to go with.
You got battles for competition going into this final preseason game. Is there any particular priority position that you see as far as, like, you know, like a couple of positions where they have competition that's coming down to the final cut, obviously?
Well, I think there's, you know, you can look across the board, and there's a lot of positions. And, again, the competitions is starting, backing up, making the team, 46-man roster, practice squad. So I think throughout the football team, I think those competitions exist throughout the team.
One of those spots is at fullback. You have very few snaps for fullbacks on the field Saturday night.
How many guys did you count, Joe?
Lee counted six.
Okay, six official. Seven total.
Five Connor, two Charles.
I think it was more like 4-3, Joe. But Reggie Nelson also had a punt, so I wouldn't take the league stuff too serious.
Plus five guys that didn't play.
So it's an interesting thing. But somebody's got a job because of those guys, so... We're creating workforce.
I assume because they played so little, is that, I know you're not game time, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it sometimes structurally what you're playing against and so forth, you're going to be in different personnel groupings, you know, so forth. So they didn't get as many snaps this week as they got the previous weeks. And, you know, maybe this, you know, Thursday night they might get more, so. Unless you want to write something into it, Joe. Have at it.
It's a preseason. It's always like individual interpretation.
There you go. Good. Well, it's in, it can be interpreted however you want. That you know, it's as you said, there's competition.
Which is really, I know we were always right about the 53, but you're cutting to 46.
Yeah, I mean, somewhat, yeah. It's important. I mean, I think it's important, and because I think it's we know, you know, the depth that you need to have going into a football game on offense and defense. You got to have, you know, you have more than 11 starting players. You know, you have 14, 15 guys that you're almost considering starting, and then you have the other group of core special teams players that really round out the rest of that squad. Some of them are in that, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15th man guy on their respective side of the football. But also the fact that, you know, they make their, you know, they, you know, really make hay by what they do in the special teams area. So, you know, I think that's important for, as I always look at it, to look forward to how we would to shake down to the Sunday roster.
Just coming out, Dallas, Dre's still okay? Andre?
Andre, yeah.